This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. As expected, at Antipope Francis's installation, quote, Mass, no one who wanted, quote, communion was refused. That means that Antipope Francis enabled many of the most notorious supporters of abortion and other evils in the world to receive, quote, communion. This included, among many others, Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi. Reports confirmed that both Biden and Pelosi received, quote, communion at Francis's service. It was also remarkable to consider the comments of one commentator of the Vatican II sect with respect to this matter. The woman, a devoted and deluded supporter of the antipopes, claimed that when Bergoglio was a, quote, bishop, he was opposed to pro-abortion figures receiving, quote, communion. Yeah, sure. For that reason, she opined, as, quote, Pope Francis, during his installation mass, he would not distribute communion to the abortion supporters himself, but would instead allow his 500 or so priests to do it. Okay, so according to her, it's fine if the pro-abortionists receive communion at Francis's service, even if it's from priests Francis himself has empowered to distribute communion, as long as the pro-abortionists don't receive it directly from Francis himself. Consider the evil and the stupidity involved in such a conclusion. Of course, since he allowed them to receive, quote, communion, and implemented a policy to refuse no one, their reception from the, quote, priests is equivalent to having received it from his hand. There is no difference. The Vatican II sect accepts abortion. The Vatican II sect is pro-abortion. Anti-Pope Francis accepts those who are pro-abortion. That's a fact. The self-deception, justification for evil, and hatred of the truth exhibited by the people who maintain a position similar to the woman I've just described is remarkable. And that is why God in his justice has given these heretics not only a completely non-Catholic apostate antipope, but a layman as their leader. Antipope Francis also singled out Jews, heretics, and pagans as part of his, quote, homily. They also sat in an elevated and distinguished position at his service. Moreover, Antipope Francis made sure to pray with the so-called Orthodox Patriarch of Constantinople, Bartholomew, a notorious heretic and schismatic who rejects the papacy in Vatican I. This heretical act by Antipope Francis demonstrates without any doubt that he considers the so-called Orthodox to be in the Church of Christ, just as the previous antipopes did, and that position is blatantly heretical, of course. Antipope Francis's homily was also completely meaningless and empty. It concerned how we should be protectors, loving, caring, and even not be afraid to embrace tenderness. He doesn't explain what any of that means. He also spoke about the destruction of death, while right in his audience are people who support the most notorious and destructive forms of death, such as abortion. He not only doesn't say anything against them, he not only honors them and allows them to be present, but he enables them to receive, quote, communion. He also speaks about how we must help the poorest and the neediest and the most helpless, while he says nothing at all about the evil of abortion, which destroys infants who are, naturally speaking, the most helpless and the neediest. His homily was nothing more than the completely empty, meaningless, and faithless message from a Novus Ordo layman falsely posing as a cleric, someone who couldn't care less about the issues of faith and whose message only consists of an amorphous, undefined recommendation to be good to your neighbor and to help the poor, which would be embraced by members of almost any religion. There is much more on Antipope Francis, including how what we're seeing fits into the apocalypse, which we will hopefully cover soon, but I wanted to offer some quick comments about his installation, quote, Mass.